Page 27. Exercise E. Listen for details. Segment 2.
First, the government built an 11.5-foot-high wall around Malé, the country's capital. The wall gave the city some protection from a tsunami in 2004, but there was still a lot of flooding. 88 people died, and more than 10,000 people lost their homes as a result of the floods. But without the wall, it would have been much worse. Scientists predict that global warming will cause the sea level to rise between 3 and 5 feet by the end of this century. Next time, the people of Malé may not be so lucky. But the Maldivian government is not waiting for the next tsunami. It has built an artificial island about 10 feet above sea level. The island has a hospital, schools, shops, and homes. The government hopes that one day in the future, more than 100,000 people will live there. Maldivian President Mohamed Nasheed knows that he cannot protect his country by himself. Because he wanted to get the world's attention, Nasheed held the world's first underwater governmental meeting. In the meeting, Maldivian leaders signed a document pleading with world leaders to work together against climate change. However, it was mostly a symbolic action and may not result in much change.